Welcome to Hunter Day! Yahoo!
The number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Toe Diggs.
That's a peepee toe.
That man right there. That's Bubba Gump. You know, he's a Canadian station. He's a fucking bearded wonder.
What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sire. Is there a betting skill? What? I'll ask you in a second. Bruce!
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? Otter, how are we?
We are doing great, Tony.
I'm seeing articles. Am I seeing headlines pop up? Is there already a betting scandal with the fucking World Cup?
Oh, so no. Listen to this. Everybody was up in arms that Ivan Tony didn't make the English team.
Okay.
But then that news dropped today, so I'm guessing they knew that was coming. That's why he didn't get picked.
He was doing gambling. He was doing betting stuff.
Only 232 charges, though.
Excuse me, what?
Only 232 charges.
Scambling his dick off.
He was scambling his dick off, huh?
He was balls deep, my friend.
Yasiel Puig, too. Crazy times.
Yeah,
Yasiel Puig, yeah.
Yeah, don't lie to the feds, PSA.
Don't lie to the feds.
We can talk about this gambling show. Did you guys read the Yasiel Puig, like, what he was betting on?
No.
Dude, he was betting on, overseas baseball, some of the funniest shit.
Yeah, he was playing, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was a superstar, and then his career took a weird turn, and he started playing overseas. And
he was very good in his day.
Yeah.
Well, also, like,
I just hope that Reece James, who also didn't make the England
for the same reason.
Well, I hope he has that same energy for burying the England coaches and stuff when Tony didn't make it. I hope he has like a comment on this now. Just hope he keeps that same energy.
I feel like that was an inside England baseball fucking.
Yep, that's one for.
I mean, the guy's fucking. One for the guy was hurt. The guy was fucking hurt, and he thinks he should have made the team, dude. Like,
Maxion, good job last night, boys. It was always the Bobcats.
Yeah.
Fuck Bowling Green.
Yeah, Bowling Green.
That was some of the worst defense I've ever seen on the last play.
On both sides.
Yeah, Toledo's defense, absolutely outrageously bad. The running back.
Max,
On a swing route out of the backfield, 50-yard clock beater. You got to love
it. Honestly, watching those two games, if you watched Bowling Green last week and then watched them last night, you would have no idea that was the same people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's Maxion.
Yeah, that's Maxion. It wasn't.
And guess what?
22
We run it back again tonight, okay?
What?
How was CBB last night?
CBB.
Got smacked a little bit.
Smacked into CBBs.
Kansas covered. Memphis and Georgetown, which I thought were very, very good bets, did not cover.
Did not cover.
No. Memphis is as good as I thought.
Taught you a lesson, didn't it?
I went 2-1.
Yeah, which one did you lose?
I lost.
Say it.
Duke.
I thought you lost Kentucky.
No, I gave out Kentucky Reeves over 15 and Michigan State plus 7.5.
All I heard was you yelling at Duquesne, so I just figured you went on Kentucky.
No, it was a hard path versus easy path was where Duquesne came into play.
Kentucky had a hard path.
An easy path.
No, hard path.
And then they got smacked in the mouth by Sparta Party.
Hard path. looks good. Tonight we have more Maxion. We'll do a little, we'll run through a little bit of the college football slate, see what we got going on there. It's college basketball. Big night in college basketball tonight. We have NBA. We have NHL. That's it. Correct?
That is all.
All right. Let's start with Maxion. Let's start at Kent State.
This is your night, Tony. Wednesday's your
night.
It
is my night. I don't see Kent State, Eastern Michigan. I like Kent State, but I don't know if I like them enough to lay the 7.5. does that make sense? Is anybody doing anything with that one?
I see a team getting 7.5 in Maxion, and I will take Eastern Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Eastern Michigan. It was always Eastern Michigan. It was never Kent State.
Okay, so you two are both on.
Yeah, come on. Come on, boys.
I mean, this is the die with a dog situation. It's Maction. Let's go.
No, I'll stay away from that one. I don't like that. I don't like it. You can't make me fucking take it.
I am very close, Tony. You have to talk me out of betting the over of 60 on this game.
Which one?
Of this Eastern Michigan versus Kent State.
I'll never talk anybody out of doing anything. You must take it.
I don't know if I even believe this, but Eastern Michigan is second in the country in red zone efficiency.
Let me look it up.
Yeah.
Sign me
that's
up.
That's awesome. Let's just take... I also just want to do this just for the sake of fucking doing it. Over 60, Michigan or Kent State and Eastern Michigan. Let's fucking go. Over 60 on a Wednesday night.
Eastern Michigan red zone scoring percentage, 96.43, which is number two in the country.
That's impressive. It's impressive.
It is.
Red zone,
it's
boys.
Super impressive for a team that is 101st in the country in yards per game. But once they get into the fucking red zone.
Hey, if you're up.
Once they get in the red area, yeah. Fucking watch out.
If you're on Kent State, you're up 14 and they make it to that red zone last minute.
Watch out.
Watch out. Second in the country.
Game I am going to take. I don't love it, but I'm going to take it. I'm going to take NIU at home.
No.
Money line against Miami of Ohio.
Tony. Dude, this Tony.
I will
you guys are on the Redhawks?
With Miami, Ohio.
Yeah, me too.
Why?
I don't know. Why do we always fucking do this?
I don't know why I'm taking NIU, to be honest.
And NIU, I mean, to me, they just kind of have that alternate wins,
win loss
to them. Okay. I don't think you can bang Miami too much for getting rocked a bit by the Bobcats. And so they played.
Yeah, but you know what happens the game after you play the Bobcats? You die because the Bobcats beat the shit out of you.
No, but
they let you know where you're at when you got to build on.
Yeah.
Give me as long as Rocco Lombardi's starting. Let me make sure. Let me see if Rocky Lombardi is fucking playing. Because then it's
Is Blaine Gabbert's brother playing? Where is he playing at?
Miami, Ohio.
Is he starting?
If he's healthy, he got hurt at the end of last game. I think he's all right though.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, he looks projected to start at the very least.
He walked off.
So okay, yeah. Then 100%. Yeah, fucking Miami of Ohio money line. Let's go.
I don't think Rocco Lombardi is playing.
Oh, no, Tony.
Tony.
Welcome to the right side.
Tony.
Give me I will still take NIU money line.
Oh, what the fuck?
Back to them getting smacked by Ohio. So they had a similar game against Cincinnati next week, beat Northwestern.
Oh, okay.
Bounce back, guys.
Now we're talking.
Good point.
Good point. Western Michigan, Central Michigan, the line is 10. That is because...
This is a trophy game. It's got to be.
Yeah, it is definitely
Central a trophy Central Michigan's game. Quarterback is a fucking weapon, dude.
Yeah.
He went for like two tuds.
The Central's been playing pretty well. Yeah. I'm going to stay away.
I don't love doing this, Tony.
Laying the 10? You're going to lay the 10?
But... I'm going to lay the 10 with Central Michigan.
Okay.
I'm going to take the dog to just make it three dogs and a puff of smoke for me. I do hate that Western Michigan's quarterback rocks Rex Becks, but
fuck it.
Let's go.
It's tough to walk into Kelly Short Stadium and lose by less than 10.
Of course, but with a trophy on the line, you know that those boys are going to be ready to rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's roll through some of the games this weekend. Saturday noon, Duke is 7.5-point dogs at Pitt.
Hell yeah.
I haven't
been on the Dukies for a couple weeks. They've been favorites,
feel like this is a good spot, huh?
Yeah, I like Duke as a dog.
I believe their rushing defense is pretty good, and that's what you need against Pitt. So, I do not mind Duke as a fucking live dog in this one.
How's our sweet like prince, Slobodan?
Slobodan, I just read an article this week that he is trying to decide whether he's going to return next year or not.
Okay.
What else is he going to do?
Sweet Prince, I don't know, maybe
the XFL?
Transfer again, maybe.
Insurance.
Transfer again, maybe.
Oh man, Slobodan didn't deserve that.
When are they going to stop?
Guys should be happy to make it out of the fucking college.
Pow, when are they going to stop doing this? UConn's 10.5-point dogs.
What is that?
Against Army. What are we doing?
That is the most absurd. I'm definitely taking the 10.5, but just like last week, a sprinkle on the money line with UConn is very much worth it.
Call me crazy. I may take the 17.5 plus Illinois at Michigan. Maybe.
Ooh. Look ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. A little bit of a look ahead, and Illinois has a defense that is going to fucking put pressure on Michigan.
Michigan struggled with Penn State, too. It's not like...
Yeah, but then they ran for fucking 400 on them.
And they run on Illinois?
I might take the Illini plus 17.5, to be honest.
I like that.
Wisconsin's 12.5-point favorites against Nebraska. Now, I know Nebraska's been fucking bad, but Wisconsin, I don't know if they have the offense to be 12.5-point favorites against anybody.
Lost to fucking Iowa.
Yeah, well, Iowa had 130 total yards of offense in that game, and it wasn't close.
They're back.
You want to talk about barn burners? Fucking yeah.
What is the total on that? 23?
Iowa, Minnesota?
Yeah.
32.5?
It's too high.
I don't think there's a bad bet in that game. If you like Minnesota, take a money line. If you like Iowa, take a half.
There's not. TCU is only a 2.5-point favorite going into Baylor, and Baylor looked fucking bad last week.
This line stinks to high hell.
Blake Chapin has not been playing well.
Dude, he's been bad. I mean, we say it every fucking week. Everybody says, oh, it's a bad spot for TCU. Maybe TCU's just that good.
Their defense is starting to play good.
Yeah, TCU money line is very much a play after the pain from Baylor last week.
Tony, that is the only one that actually was jumping out to me today when I looked through the board.
Okay.
Jump!
It got him. Yeah.
I'm probably going to take Baylor.
Okay.
Sick puppy.
The rules? Yeah, you are sick puppy. Michigan State's a 10.5-point favorite. That's another. But IU's fucking bad football team. K-State minus 7.5 against Mountaineers. Mountaineers might have a new quarterback.
Who?
Oh, you didn't. JT Daniels got benched last game.
Really?
In the upset of Oklahoma.
So maybe rip up my Heisman ticket.
Probably rip up the Heisman.
That's a shame.
What's the cash out on that one?
What else do we have here? Oregon State.
Kansas getting 9.5 at home against Texas.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Jalen, what's his name? Bean got hurt last week.
Oh, no. Beans.
I think Jalen Daniels is actually going to be back this week. I think.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, 9.5? Come on. Texas looked fucking terrible last week.
Yeah. Georgia's minus 22.5 against Kentucky.
I'm taking that.
So I think in this one, if Georgia scores 31, they cover.
Yeah.
You're not giving them. Yeah.
Georgia's the new Bama, Tony. You just bet them and go.
So that's giving them 10 to score.
Kentucky 10.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Maybe score 14.
Kentucky looked bad last week, too.
Bad. Ooh, I just want to throw – it's down to 46.5. I got it at 48.5 this morning. Buffalo's playing at home against Akron on Saturday, and that's supposed to be in the middle of that fucking 3-foot storm. Total's down to 46.5. Still kind of high if it's going to be 3 feet of snow. The weather's the weather. It could change. It could be whatever. But if it's something you want to look into.
What's the wind? Do we know the wind?
Let me look at the Buffalo weather this weekend.
Buffalo
Saturday. Let's see here. Weather.
6 feet of snow.
It's 20
miles per hour.
Snow. Okay, so Saturday day. Snow during the morning. High around 30. Winds at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow 80%. Yeah, I mean it's worth a little sprinkle, I think.
Yep.
NC State, Louisville. That I think Malik Cunningham's out. NC State's on their third quarterback. I probably won't be touching that one.
Am I crazy for wanting to lay the 6.5 with Auburn at home against Western Kentucky?
They've been playing hard for Cadillac Williams.
I love Cadillac Williams.
They've been playing hard for him. No. Wait, was Cadillac and Ronnie Brown fucking... You got Ronnie Brown.
Yeah. Ronnie Brown was fucking awesome, dude. He was so good for us.
Clemson's laying 19.5 against Miami.
That seems short.
They got a new quarterback, their third quarterback.
He looked good last week.
He did. He got a little different. He runs a little bit. Ohio State's minus 27.5 against Maryland. Maryland scored like 6 points total the last 2 weeks.
Are we laying 21.5 with UNC against Georgia Tech?
Yes. No.
Georgia Tech got smoked by Miami.
They don't They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, I think 21.5 is
they're
shorter.
On, they're on their third quarterback.
Didn't they like just recently quit the wing T?
That was a few years ago. They moved on from what was his name?
Yeah, they used to run the triple option. But I wonder if they could just, you know, maybe dust off the old files and just install the wing T.
That'd be awesome. Iowa, Minnesota's 2.5. 32.5 is that total hilarious.
I think I'm gonna die with Iowa again.
I'm worried about Iowa going into the snake oil.
Tennessee's 21.5.
Snake oil hasn't South been Carolina. Super great.
Yeah, but if you ever need to reach into the snake pit.
Ole Miss is short against Arkansas. I don't know what is going on with KJ. 2.5.
That Hornsby kid is fucking so
fast. I forgot you went to Rivals and fucking looked at the tape.
Well, now it's real life. Malik Hornsby is so fast.
I think Ole Miss is money line there.
Anyone want to take anything in Bedlam? Fucking Oklahoma's 7.5.
Oklahoma State for sure.
Yeah.
Sanders all of a sudden came in last week and like halfway through the third quarter.
The whole situation's weird. What? But this was a Bruce.
Yeah, dude. They were down and then he came in like halfway through the third and was fucking fine.
This was a Bruce week zero. He said anytime you see Oklahoma State plus 7.5 on the season, it's an automatic take.
Yep, it is. Sign me up. 3:30
USC UCLA. It's a money line.
USC money line.
Okay.
Love it. Feed me.
How dead is Syracuse? They're 10.5 point dogs at Wake.
I don't love Wake either. No. Texas Tech getting 3.5 with Iowa State is something.
Fucking Utah and Oregon. This is the first real Pac-12 after dark game of the year.
Dude, so last year, me and Bruce both died on Oregon twice bad. I feel like Bo Nix. Maybe this time.
Right the ship.
After last year, we got a triple down here. There's still time.
Off the loss? Oh, man.
I like Oregon at home. Utah's not the same away from home, dude. And if Bo Nix is healthy, I love Oregon.
Oh, we've got a couple of look-ahead lines for next week.
I'll have to ask Dirty Mike his thoughts on it. Dirty Mike, our tennis guy, also a Pac-12 After Dark specialist.
Ohio State's minus 6.5 against Michigan next week.
Yeah, that's another one where you don't even have to ask me.
I'll say this now. LSU's 8.
Wasn't that the number last year in Michigan?
Yes. Yeah. It's always the number.
LSU's 8.5 next week against Texas A&M. That number should be 17.
I don't know if we got a line.
I got a sneaky suspicion Texas A&M shows up at some point.
Guess what quarterback is Texas A&M on at this point in the season?
Second. Okay. The five-star freshman. Guess what the Georgia LSU SEC championship line is?
23.5.
17.5.
16?
16.5.
Fuck.
Ooh. Is that enough?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think LSU is better than Tennessee at a neutral site?
No, I do not.
I think the style might match up better.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see.
Probably not.
All right. We'll go through all of our college plays on Friday.
Georgia's the new Bama, though, right? Like, that's where we're at.
Yep. No,
also,
you're right.
Also, Clemson is 6.5 point favorites against North Carolina in the ACC.
Yeah, that's another one you don't even have to ask.
Fucking Carolina bleed like blue, my friend. Yeah. Fucking bleed like blue.
Fucking, give it to me.
Yep.
I would get a fucking May tarp the way it's going.
I got a massive favorite call out, as I tend to do sometimes. Bama has Austin Peay coming to Tuscaloosa. Okay. If that's below 60 and a half, I think it's pretty safe to say that Alabama might take out some Ajita.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, let's do CBB tonight.
CBB.
Who do you guys like?
Go ahead, Bruce.
There's one play for me. It is a 5-star, just in the literal sense. It might be a 10-star by tip-off. Texas Longhorns, I'm on the money line. I wouldn't lay the 2.5, but something's brewing down there in Austin, Texas.
Yes,
it is. I didn't think Gonzaga looked good against Michigan State either. I like Texas, too. I'm taking Northeastern, getting 2.5 nice. At home against Harvard.
Love fair when play. We go, yeah.
Fair play.
Very fair.
The line's moving. Northeastern's 0-2, haven't looked great, but I think at home they'll get it done against Harvard. This is a big matchup here, too. Southeast Missouri at Evansville.
Ooh. CMU?
Southeast Missouri, 2-0. Give me the 2.5 there.
Okay.
This line moved. I would not take this at 4.5. This was fucking VCU money line was -128 last night.
Shocker there?
It's now, he's Marquette. Yeah. It's now 4.5 at Arizona State. Do what you like there. Okay. Maybe throw VCU money line at parlay. Idaho flipped as well. I had Idaho +2.5 at home against CS Bakersfield.
Yeah.
It's -2.5 Idaho now.
You don't.
I'd still take Idaho money line.
You don't just fucking fly into Idaho as a California school and try to get a W. Okay.
No, not CS Bakersfield. No. And Texas money line with Bruce for sure. I love that. And then here's I love this one too. Late tip here, 10 o'clock.
Hell
here
yeah.
For time, Tony. The 3-0 San Francisco squad.
They were good last year.
Is getting 1.5 at Fresno State. Okay. I love San Francisco. Almost probably getting the win at the Save Mart Center.
Almost a fucking tournament team last year.
Yeah, they're off to a hot start again.
Bruce.
I got distracted, Gump. Are you doing Cleveland State?
No.
Oh, are you?
What are they? They were short dog.
Yeah, they're +1.5 at Canisius. I don't know if they're still good, though.
Everybody's on Canisius. I would lean Cleveland State, Bruce. I've loved Cleveland State the past 2 years, but I haven't got eyes on them yet this year.
Gotcha. I was just wondering.
Canisius has started well.
You gave your pick?
Texas is my only pick.
Mitt, NBA, you start us off there.
1 second, Tony, as I open up my phone.
Where did you think
I gotta play? I gotta play, man.
Where did you think we were going after college basketball?
Sorry, dude. My foot just started to hurt, and then my phone locked.
Celtics are rolling right now. Give me Celtics money line at Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm on the Chicago Bulls. I got them +3. I'm seeing +1.5 here. The Pelicans got a big win last night against Ja Morant. And no I Zion. Think it's a bit of a letdown. Oh, no Zion.
They didn't have him last night. It did not look tonight. Like he was going to play tonight.
Well,
does anybody know who's playing for the Heat and Raptors?
I am staying the fuck away from that game.
Everyone got sick, right? But the Heat are the worst at the spread team in the NBA right now, so
yeah, but Raptors don't have Van Fleet or Siakam or Gary Trent. Heat don't have Hero, not a sub. Adebayo, Oladipo. I mean, tough loss with the corpse of Udonis Haslam, but I'm gonna take the. Yeah, I'm not touching that. I lean Raptors there, but if Van Fleet's out.
Udonis Haslam did not deserve that.
Dude.
Udonis Haslam. Come on. I mean, he's a big loss tonight.
Give it up, a lad. Legend, like, man. I'm all for being a team guy, but goddamn, dude.
He's like an assistant coach.
Dude, retire 40. Let's go. But I'm taking the covering machines, Indiana Pacers, going into Charlotte. Charlotte, kind of a dumpster fire right now. Oklahoma City, +4.5. They have not been winning games, but Shai Gilley's been going off. He's pissed. He keeps the game close at least, and then hopefully they can squeak it out. They're getting 4.5. And then I like Phoenix tonight on the money line. Golden State going into Phoenix. Golden State's not having the greatest year of all time, but Steph Curry's still doing his thing. Phoenix is still really good. They're not shooting threes very well, but they have the number one field goal percentage for two-pointers, okay, which is pretty good. And then that's it, actually.
Okay.
Who opened this back door? It is fucking freezing in here. God.
Yeah, my feet are fucking so cold.
Damn it. It's so cold.
It's not the back door, Bruce. Fucking Nikki Skates just fucking...
It's not the back door, Bruce. It's my record from last night.
That's quite cool. That's because you don't have the gloves on.
Well, the gloves kept losing, too, so we took the gloves off.
Okay.
Now we're on to dressing like an Italian uncle.
We came with sweater shirts. That's not helping either. So,
well, maybe this large Wednesday night slate included with 8 p.m., that's hockey talk.
Bingo. We'll be talking to American hockey legend. Barry Melrose. He will join us at midnight, Tony. You know this. He's always the last guest to join. We speak to him in the wee hours of the night when they let Barry out of the closet. Yeah. We're talking to Zach Parise.
Ooh.
Nice.
Oh.
Fucking Minnesota Wild Zach Parise?
He's on the Islanders now.
Hey, okay, nice.
His father, JP Parise, played. Zach's having a really good year. And then also bonus guest, Seattle Kraken.
Yes.
The Kraken. Head coach.
Ooh. Shut up.
Dave Haxtell.
What?
Wow.
Is that Ron's brother?
Haxtell. Slightly different, but yeah.
Knew it. Fucking knew it. That's my coach.
Lita Haxtell on.
Is there a relation there?
It's impossible to get Leah on because she's always calling games.
And if you get a chance.
She is related to Ron in somehow, some capacity.
She's dominating.
She brings the juice.
Yes. Big slate. Sabres are at the Sens. Sens are coming off of a huge, momentous Hall of Fame induction with fucking Donnie Alfredson.
Might be hungover, but
but
it was a darty, so.
Fuck, yeah, it was a darty. No, actually, it was a party because they had the game during the day.
Okay.
Yeah, you could say that. Three games tonight, I got two picks. I'm not going to pick this one, but I will give you some info.
Okay.
The Sens have dropped 8 of their last 9.
It's not good.
Thomas Chabot, their number one D-man.
Chabot a bread?
He's pretty good. He's out for at least a week with a concussion. The Sabres, on the other hand, not much better. They've lost 6 in a row. They played a game last night. Craig Anderson went for them last night. He's been the better goalie between him and Eric Comrie, who's supposed to go tonight. So I like Buffalo. I want to take him, but I can't do it. I like them. They got a really good line with Tage Thompson, Jeff Skinner. And I'm forgetting who else is on the line, but they got some good young players,
okay,
and they're still figuring it out.
Okay.
They're coming along, but.
Okay.
Okay. Can't do it.
So nothing there. How about the Blues?
The Blues went from an automatic fade to an automatic bet because now Jordan Binnington, Binner,
yes,
found his game.
Yeah.
He's found his game. He stopped 106 shots of the last 113 that he's faced. Three-game winning streak for the Blues.
Blues.
They take on Chicago, who's starting Arvid Soderblom in net. He's 2-2, but he's got a 931 save percentage. That's pretty fucking good. I will take the Blues going into Chicago for this one. It's a steep price, and it's a bit risky, but I'm going to trust the Blues to get one more out of this winning streak.
Okay. You doing anything there,
no,
pal?
No, nothing.
Okay, what about the last game? It's the Kings at the Coyotes.
The Kings have allowed the 6 most goals per game on the road. They're 4-5 on the road. They're not a great road team, as much as I love the Kings. The Coilers, on the other hand, at home, they're only 4-5.
Hell yeah.
But the difference tonight is, as Gumpy knows, our guy Stu Skin is in net. Yeah. He's getting the start, Stuart Skinner. Coilers back home following a 4-game road trip. McDavid has a point in 10 straight games. Dreisaitl has a point in 11 straight. Give me the Coilers at home getting it done against those pesky LA Kings.
Yes, sir. I'm with you, my friend.
I was going to pick someone on the fucking Blues to score tonight.
Blues.
I mean, they don't have any fucking goal scorers. Jesus.
Yeah, they lost David Perron, and it has appeared to be a massive impact. They're having trouble scoring goals.
Yeah. You're telling me. Well, fucking, let's win tonight.
Let's win. Jordan Kyrou, that's a fun one.
He's their leading fucking scorer.
I would not have guessed that, but I just know he's
fucking followed by Vlad Tarasenko.
Yeah, Vladdy's normally the guy. He's having a bit of a tough go.
Bit of a tough one.
Bit of a tough
one. Thank you.
Boys. Let's hope it turns around.
Thank you. Okay, he's leaving, Bruce. You can put your, you take your fucking park off.
Thank you. It is an igloo back here whenever whenever the hawk and talk starts getting hot.
All right, that's about enough.
Before we get out of here, D-Butt's got a same game parlay tonight for Warriors versus the Suns.
Really?
Total over 214.5.
Hold on.
Booker, 25+.
Hold on. Ayton, 8+. Hold on. D-Butt, how do you feel about your same game parlay tonight? Confident or? I feel 1,000%. All right.
Let's go.
1,000% confident. All right, we're taking it.
Hammer Don.
I just found out.
Yeah,
just found out.
Just tweeted it. What the hell, D-Butt?
Who are we?
The Commander.
All right, sorry. I just wanted to get his opinion before he walked out the door, Bruce.
No, fair play. So it is the total over 214.5. Booker 25+. Ayton 8 rebounds. Curry 25+. 6+ rebounds and 4+ made threes. I tell you the odds, but it's not on the graphic.
Nice. Love when that happens.
Okay. Well, it's kind of safer to just leave him off.
No, I agree. 100%. 100%. You're right. 100%. Man, I love doing this.
Me too.
It's fun.
A highlight
might be in a new location come Monday.
Ooh.
Stay tuned.
Ooh.
Stay tuned.
Yep.
New studio.
Yeah.
It's about ready.
We got a banger tomorrow night too. Tulane, SMU.
I know. Fucking. I know. Sick. I want to fucking just blindly take Tulane, but SMU's sneaky.
Strange. Yeah, Southern Methodist.
Well, I know why. Because Tulane lost. So I believe that puts UCF in the driver's seat for the championship game. Will they have a letdown the week after? But I believe if Tulane wins, they could still play UCF again in the championship game. We'll see. We'll do some research.
I'll die with Tulane.
We'll have to iron that out.
Yeah, we will have to iron that out. Fucking get out the iron, please. Or steamer if you have one, too. Those work great.
I have neither.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow.
Just put it on the shower.
Okay,
just take a nice long steamy shower.
That's a real round downtown boy move.
City boy.
City boy. All right,
not a city boy.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.